What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario, a podcast based off hypotheticals that you send to us. Mary F. Kills. What would you do? Who would you rather? All that stuff. And we try our best to answer it on speedballs of blunts and coffee. That's which, right. I don't know about you. I know Feeney isn't, but I am sailing through space right now. I am one of your hosts, Mike. I almost said Mike Feeney. I'm one of your hosts.
Motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
58 seconds.
I'm one of your hosts, Brendan Sagalow, being joined with me, as always,
by Mike Cannon, and also
Mike Feeney.
Man, you were so close, dude. I was so close. Proud of you.
I know, I'm getting better at it, but...
I mean, well, you had yourself a weekend of self-esteem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big boost of self-esteem.
Big difference in Buendy's life, I feel like.
I'm
that
famous.
Was a turning point.
I'm famous.
You're huge in the trench coat mafia. They got posters all up in the inside of their lockers.
Hell yeah, dude.
B-Sags, the rapper, comedian.
Me in a trench coat.
Overall, small dick ambassador.
Yeah.
You know what it
is. Yeah, the incel community is really going to identify with him.
I'm the king of the rats. If you want to send us questions or hypotheticals, or you just want to play along, just go to heresthescenario.com. We have all of our handles and stuff there, or just do it to the Instagram. That's the one we check the most.
Yeah.
Here's
the scenario pod.
Yeah.
Here's the scenario.com has the pod, has our socials, all that stuff. Also our Patreon. Mm-mm-mm. If you love the show, if you love us three, if you want to support us, we do two additional episodes per week. One is kind of a bonus, this version of the pod. And then the other is a little bit storytelling, fun, loose, one where we also get high and brand it as such for whatever reason.
There isn't the thing on the Patreon where we're not high.
We're always.
It would actually be more of a unique show if we tried to do one sober.
Yeah, <look. laughs> coffee hour. Yeah, just us on.
But we do a coffee one.
But we're also.
And we're also high.
Yeah. So just straight coffee, man.
You got to check out the Patreon and tell your friends. We just reached one of our goals, and we went to a rage room, also high.
Which was interesting because it still felt, it fueled me with anger.
Yeah, it was a good high.
You know?
I wasn't hyped for that. We smoked afterwards.
Oh. I must have gotten high beforehand.
I did before, for sure. Yeah. But it was a good time.
Nicole and I drank cheap margaritas.
We did. Feeney was really disappointed.
They were terrible.
I wish I ordered something so I can go into that other room and just fucking throw it in the
throw a glass. Wall. You could have just gotten a glass Diet Coke.
Could you just ask for a glass? Can I just get a can you just give me a beer and empty it?
Freely break their glassware.
I throw the bottle at the like
the back wall.
Yeah, the shelves.
You almost got there.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just excited to get into the questions.
Let's do it.
That's what I want to do. This one comes from Curtis.
Curtis?
Would you rather drop your keys every time you went to use them, or have a friend accidentally step on your shoes daily? And then he put in quotations, if Brendan doesn't do that already.
I mean, that's already kind of my life. I drop my keys more than almost anybody I know.
Yeah.
And always in a puddle of piss diarrhea. Like, it's never on a dry, immaculate surface. It's always the one right next to that where, you know, every orifice has leaked.
Filled with mud and cum.
Yep.
Yeah, I do that too.
Are we maintaining that stepping on the shoes equals scuff?
Chance of scuff.
Yeah.
I think it's just normal chance of scuff.
I'm going keys.
Gotta go keys because nothing, I mean, when you get new shoes and someone steps on your fucking.
I almost don't even care about the scuff. Like, the scuff stinks. I talked about when we went to Casey and Robbie's wedding, and I was wearing white sneakers with this suit, brand new shoes, hadn't worn them out, and I go to give Verzi a hug, and the first thing he did was plant the bottom of his grassy foot right on top of my shoe, and it was brutal. But I do think that the sensation of having somebody squash your tootsies is even worse than the scuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that feeling.
It never hurts. It's just like, ugh, get off.
It feels like an intimate pain.
Yeah, I know. And just ruining the shoes. I mean, I wore my Jordans to Skankfest, and they might be ruined.
Yeah, you got to.
They're just covered in dust now. They're just covered
angel
in
dust.
Yeah, dust and mud. So I think convoy on keys. Hell yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking in with my friend.
I'm good, pal.
Feeny's going to say five things this entire podcast.
No, I'm just not high.
Well, you can't. You're not rambling.
Yeah. You're not in tune
you're
with every
panicking?
Little thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this next question comes from Timothy Delaney.
Timothy,
he's got two questions.
Oh,
you will make more money than you could ever imagine, but you have to switch. Oh no, we did that one. Whoops. You have to buy everyone on your holiday shopping list the same gift. The catch is it has to be from an infomercial. What are you buying? That's a good question.
Oh, you know, so
I'm going. Yeah, you go.
I've talked at large of my Christmas Eve tradition, which is, or it used to be, I can't do it anymore. But me, Tim, and my friend Spess used to go to the Palisade Center Mall in Rockland County. And we would slam 4 22s each of Twisted Tea. Yeah. And then we would drunk shop for everyone. And Tim was always the uniform present across the board. Everybody got the same thing. I was going to different stores and trying to pick out what individually people would like. And he was like, nope, I'm figuring out the one thing. And I remember one year thinking this gift was so brilliant. And I want to throw it out at you. Drones.
Drones is a great gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
got everyone drones.
I was
that's
so
insanely
ready to hate
expensive.
That.
Now you can find like a 50, 60.
Yeah, like little
drone.
Ones. Yeah. 50 cents.
50, $60. Oh. You know, he's at the grocery store. He pops 2 quarters in and spins it. It's a one time drone.
Just gets everybody those gifts from the thing.
That dies.
I think the only time you can ever buy like something for a bunch of people is like when it's like cars or watches or something like that, like Rolexes.
Yeah.
You know?
You get your offensive line a Rolex.
Drone is cool, though. You can make them like fight.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
What do you mean?
You just, I mean, if I...
What, are you going to solder like weaponry to your drone to
no,
fight
it?
Like Robot Wars?
You could figure something out.
What was that show?
Robot. I think it was
Robot Wars.
That show was the shit, dude. I awesome. Always had high aspirations to be on that show. I never picked up a Kinect set or anything.
No, I hated Kinect.
That's what that was, right?
It was like bullshit Legos.
Yeah, horrible Legos. Yeah.
Wait, wasn't that the metal thing like in the Sandlot that kid built to get the ball out of the backyard with the dog? Was that Kinect?
Kinects were like that. They were like plastic, cheap, like thin Legos.
They had a lot of holes in them.
Yeah.
They were like all holes.
Yeah, that's the there's a metal one too. Yeah. The metal one was when you could build like simple machines and like a closing thing or whatever.
Yeah, that's how they would build those robots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember getting there was a time when they had like, when that was popular, they had toys for kids that were that, but they were like plastic, but they could walk and punch and everything. And it was never as cool as it was never, because you'd like punch another robot and fall to its side and everything.
I remember even watching that show being like, this is going to be fucking awesome. And every time watching that show, I'm being like, yeah, this is fine. Like, it's not that cool. Like, it's like, the nerddom of the, like the people being like, oh, and then we're gonna do, like that overshadowed any cool. Like, they needed to be hidden.
Yeah,
everybody in the front row had like deep, thick lenses on their glasses. You know what I mean? And we're like looking.
They didn't understand how to like commentate
fucking
it either.
Nerds.
You know what I mean? Well, I'm jumping right on your point.
Yeah,
they didn't understand how to commentate it because they'd be like, "And Uchimura sideswipes Dingleberry."
Yeah, like, you gotta get like Joe Rogan or somebody.
No,
to do it.
You gotta get two funny people. You dope. You don't just like that. Has no
that'd
serious.
Be cool.
There's no serious call for that. It's the seriousness ruined it because it's a goofy thing. Like, they tried to make it exciting. Like, it was a Michael Bay scene or something like that with all these punch-ins and explosions and it's like a fucking sparkler. You're like, nobody gives a shit.
However, the show Wipeout is ruined by the shitty hosts who commentate on it, where they're like, oh, that guy just had a slippery, sloppery fall. And you're like,
I don't like
they're
that.
They're kind of dirty.
Like us.
They're not even kind of dirty. They're like TV clean dirty, where they're like, a lot of cleavage in that shirt. It's like, it's not even, you're not saying anything.
You know why it would be terrible if it were us? Is because talking about what was going on would be like 5 minutes, maybe. And then the rest would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? And like, it would just be us fighting over
that, our opinions of the robots.
That editor would be in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. The robots were never cool. You want them to like grow arms and legs.
Yeah,
and like,
Brendan all of a sudden is like, fight. Never seen a Jewish robot before.
Yeah.
It's cool, everybody. I'm Jewish.
What's
it's
up, okay. robot Jews?
I am Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, Jewbots?
Now, I remember one year, my dad and I, we were in Chinatown, and he bought a bunch, like it was like a group gift that he gave to everybody in the family. They were slippers, but they had like beads in them.
Can I already tell you, I love this?
They had beads in them, so it was like a little foot massage as you
That's
walked.
Awesome.
And they were, so he was like, but he had to like get everybody's sizes on the phone on like a, you know, on like a flip phone, so which was so, he's like making calls to everybody. But once he got that, everyone's walking around wearing their shoes and like getting it. It felt really good.
And also he spent like probably $72 total.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It was very cheap.
Maybe I'd buy everybody a Roomba. That'd be
That's not bad.
Oh, cool. That's like $43,000.
I got it. I got it. Don't worry about
it. Yeah.
You don't even have a room.
Let alone a bot.
Don't.
Fuck you. I'll do whatever I want.
Don't, he says.
Yeah, it's you. It's you that don't.
All right. All right. All right. Good, good. We're having a fun time. Thank you for the question, you Timothy. Timothy Delaney. Okay.
Were you going to call him?
I don't know.
remember, not at Skankfest anymore.
Yeah.
Monitor what you say into a microphone.
This is the real world.
Yeah.
Skankfest really is my, what's that island where all the, like the presidents and shit go and like.
Little St. James. Yeah, that's where Brendan goes.
That's where you have
wild
sex
oats.
With kids?
No, yes, no, I'm talking about the forest where they light like this big mirror owl on fire and then they all like, they're wearing robes and stuff. What's that called?
Stonecutters?
No.
Oh, Akhenaten. They're the woods, yeah, where Alex Jones found the ceremony where they're like praying to a giant owl.
Skankfest is that.
Yeah, Skankfest is that for all of us.
All right, this question comes from Coco Keegan. If you three, and then in parentheses he said, Brendan, Mike, and Mike, just in case we don't know.
That is us.
Played Squid Games together, which one of you would win and would you have a specific strategy?
I'll tell you this. Brendan's dying before we get into the first game.
I think I can.
He's Brendan's falling
fall
down
off the
those
bunk.
Steps.
He's going to fall off his bunk.
The MC Escher steps when they're going to the place. Brendan somehow falls through the middle and dies instantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Brendan just goes, I don't want to do this. And what? No, I'm not doing that.
No, I would be so into the first game. I think about that all the time. I think I can do red light, green light.
Yeah, that first game I would have walked through. Walked through.
You only have 5 minutes.
So what? That's what is it? 100 yards? 200 yards?
Yeah, it was like a football
field. I could easily do that, dude. 10 yards at a time? Kidding?
In 5 minutes? Just walking it?
Yep. Just a brisk and then a calm pause. I'd even hold my hands up just to dare it to shoot me.
You know,
be like, I can hold still.
I would stop like this.
Yeah. She's like,
I don't like that.
Yeah, kill that guy. He's making a mockery of this, of red light, green light.
That ladder,
a
that
Colin mockery.
Hey,
that glass bridge one.
Oh, though, that's
is
terrifying.
Fucking brutal.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
I don't know why nobody did like a. Like they like didn't reach their foot out and like try to like pound on it and see if
because
I think you probably need enough
just
weight.
Saying something.
Go ahead, engineer Sagalo.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know what these people
not
are thinking.
Choo choo train Sagalo. An engineer is not a train engine, and you know that
he doesn't.
Somebody who drives a train is an engineer, though. Am I wrong, Nicole?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Oh my god!
A train conductor.
They
an engineer, a train engineer.
A train engineer is someone who repairs
and designs
trains.
I think they also drive it.
You think they're a double duty?
No, I'm just dying on this hill. this next question comes from...
We only answered yours.
What did we say?
About Squid Game.
Oh,
that you would die.
Yes.
But that that game in particular, like the first one, I would have done a front flip just off the platform to my death. There's no way. The probability of 50%, 50%, eventually it just withers to nothing.
Yeah. Well, then when there's, what was that? That mathematician was like, he realized he has like a 1 in 22,000 odds of making it all the way over there. And you're like, that's so fucked.
You're so
I also don't understand. Here was my technique for that thing. Is a lot of them were jumping like middle of the glass. I would try and jump on the metal frame that held the glass, you know, like there
they'd
was like,
shoot, they'd shoot you.
There was like a metal frame that the glass was encapsulated in. That's, I would, then no one said you can jump on that. I'd be like, but it's very thin, but you'd still, you'd like, it's like 3 inches wide, but I'd still rather try that.
I would do that too. Cause you could also fool
you
them.
Wouldn't have thought of that.
Oh, you don't think so?
No. I also don't think you could jump the allotted 18 inches to the next platform.
And the tug of war would have been brutal, too.
I think you'd have a tough time and would be the only one that
tug
fell
of war
short.
I would be, I'd kill at. I'd be the anchor.
What?
Did you notice that the old man was the only one not locked into the rope?
Yeah.
He knew.
I noticed that after a TikTok told me.
Me too.
But the tug of war thing, you need a lot of strength to do.
No, because they were older and weaker.
I have
had
but
more women.
Yeah, but he had leverage.
Right.
Yeah, but I also have
Brendan would stand
my legs
straight up.
My legs
locked.
Are very strong.
Yeah.
They
yeah. From
be.
From holding up me. And
that's oats.
I'm always
sack
walking and
milk.
Shit. And yeah, so I think I can really get in there, and I'm wearing skate shoes probably.
Skate shoes are your worst enemy. Are you kidding? Those
no,
are a
grip.
They grip to grip tape. They don't grip to a slick surface. You want basketball.
Was that
shoes.
Slick? No.
Yeah.
No.
You gotta wipe the bottom of some good KB8s, some Kobe Bryant 8s.
Okay.
And then dig in and just lean back like
oh
the rest
God.
Of them did.
Yeah.
Hold your leverage until they tire out and then start fucking heaving.
I want to do this.
I would love to play a little bit of Squid Games as well. I just sent you guys, and I think, Nicole, did you respond to that? The thing I want to film for Patreon, which is that spin the bottle egg challenge.
Yeah, and then you throw eggs at us.
Yeah, and I want, well, all of us throw it at each
all
other.
All of us throw eggs
and
at
I want
each
Nicole involved too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we'll put a steady cam up and we will.
I'm down.
Pipe eggs at Nicole's head.
We just have to like bring extra clothes. We got to be somewhere where there's like a shower near us.
Why are you talking about logistics?
Someone's got to.
I can't do it.
I need to be
in my hair.
30-yard radius of the shower. Okay. All right. Let's go. Did we finish that question?
Yes.
All right. Here's the. He just said, here the, this comes from Muthani. Here the, what if you find out one of the main people writing questions is either Mike, or Brendan? Is this a breach of trust? And then another question after that.
I would laugh very hard.
Yeah.
I would be like, touche.
Well, and it's time to reveal.
I'd be a little disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be disappointed. I'd be like, what do we're not doing this to anybody?
Well, I'm a big fan of our own show.
Great. So, buy a t-shirt.
And what happens if I'm just like pure split personality and I don't even know yet, but somebody films me being Muthoni?
Yeah, we'd have to definitely put that up on the Patreon. If you had like a split personality, and that would be a documentary.
Oh, which by the way, if you're listening right now and you were the person filming Brendan's set at Skankfest on acid and he asked for it, please email.
Please give it to us.
Go to heresthescenario.com. Our email is up there. I think it's still whatsthescenario @gmail.com.
Yeah.
But either way. Hit us up. Send us that video. That'll go right on the Patreon.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the question? Oh.
What's next?
All right. This one's also from Muthani. What's the ultimate waste of money? What is the ultimate waste of money? Cigarettes? Maybe? Or just fucking... throwing
high-end car, because they cost so much money to maintain and to upkeep, and to, they have the most expensive gasoline. Everything about them is like, and you can't have like a dirty Corvette. You always have to have getting it washed.
But you could still take it places. It still has a.
But where?
Drive it up to the fucking Hamptons.
It's like, yeah, it's like a weekend car.
And
but you can't
sit in traffic.
Yeah,
in
sit
a Bugatti.
In traffic. Where
no,
can
go
you
at
actually?
4 a.m. with a fucking bottle of
Jack. Go to the PCH. Go out west. Drive the PCH. There's roads to be going on, but.
Ultimate waste of money has to be like throwing a penny in a fountain.
Nope. The ultimate waste of money.
Charity.
Similarly. Yes. It's helping children. It's the strip club making it rain. That's the ultimate. But I'm actually, I don't think anything is kind of a waste of money because it's either an experience or just something you want.
Yeah, exactly.
So whatever. You
that
can't
could
really,
make you come.
Oh, I got it. Losing your wallet.
Now that is an ultimate. Or weed.
Oh. Huh? What?
We lost weed this weekend. I was trying to do a little callback to
our
lives.
Lost a lot of weed.
Yeah.
But somebody gained a lot of weed.
True. Right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. I bet it's the person who filmed me. If you're
someone filmed you?
On acid at doing a
How
set.
How do you know?
I don't know. I was kidding.
Oh. No, you weren't.
Yes,
they
I was.
Said they were filming.
No, about the weed. About them taking... Wait, what was your question?
That was maybe the best display of dumb I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'm catching myself.
Display
though.
Of dumb.
Your question was how do I know they were filming?
Yeah, sure. And
next question.
Yeah. It's because I asked on stage. And someone went like, "All right, this one comes from Trumbull,
Connecticut."
Trumbull, toil and trumble.
Toil.
If I was, yeah, okay, never mind. Here's the shell scenario, he said. Here's the shell scenario. Now I'm hoping this has something to do with shells.
If shells aren't in the question, I'm not answering it.
Yeah. Next.
I mean, if it's not, what?
Yeah. All right, we're in good luck. The live-action Ninja Turtles franchise is rebooted.
Yes.
The Here's the Scenario crew is the cast.
Ooh.
What roles will everybody play? I'm calling motherfucking...
You're the
Orange.
Michelangelo?
Yeah, yeah. Michelangelo. And you're the rat.
I'm your leader.
You're my father.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But Raphael is my leader.
Yeah. No, Leonardo is the leader of the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Raphael is the rude one who has an attitude problem
and
is absolutely me. The leader
I like
is Leonardo,
blue.
Who's a goof.
The blue Leonardo. Is Leonardo, yeah.
Yeah. And then
Nicole's Donatello.
Nicole is Keanu. He's the pizza delivery guy from Ninja Turtles 2.
What's Donatello's personality?
Vanilla. Nicole's Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that scene? It's one of the best scenes in cinematic history.
What are you asking?
Yo,
what's Donatello's
green machine gonna rock the house without being seen? Have I have seen a turtle get down, slam a jam into the new sweet sound.
What's Donatello's personality?
Donatello is, he's smart. He's very smart.
Yeah,
right?
He's real smart. Comes up with gadgets, inventions.
Is he the guy with the stick?
Yeah, he has a staff.
He has a staff.
Yeah.
That's Nicole.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want somebody to be the guy in the hockey mask.
Casey Jones. Yeah, I could also be him.
And
he has an attitude problem as well.
Did any character in Ninja Turtles die? Because that's Lucas.
Who?
All right. Good question. Fuck
that
yeah.
Was
if anybody
a good question.
If anybody could fucking fan art that up, I'd love to see us as the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I want to be a fucking green turtle.
Yeah.
With a huge cock, like a turtle cock.
Oh god, yeah.
A pickle.
All right. That was all the questions. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for sending us those questions.
Go to heresthescenario.com. All of our info is there. If you want to subscribe on iTunes, write a review, please do so. It helps the visibility of the show. It's all currency to us. It's how you can support us without spending a dime. Follow the social media. DM us any questions you might have to participate in the show. Follow us individually. Again, none of this costs you any money, but it's all a huge help to us.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for listening very much. And again, if you want more shit from us, patreon.com/scenariopod. 2 bonus episodes of podcasting per week. We have all of our bonus individual content and shit that we shoot together. It's unreal. We put out so much content. It's absolutely insane. So worth the $5, $10, whatever you might put in. And it also supports us and helps us out. So we have road dates individually as well. MikeCannonComedy.com for those. This is out in 2 weeks, I guess. So
happy North Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. December 10th and 11th, I believe. I'm going to be in Wilmington, North Carolina. B-Sags is actually coming.
I will be there with you.
Very, very fun. 10th and 11th, Wilmington, North Carolina at Dead Crow Comedy Club. And then right after that, in January 6th through 8th, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas at the Creek in the Cave. Later that month, Boston, Massachusetts. Got Seattle in March. I got a bunch of shit coming in. And going to be filming the special hopefully early next year as well. So be on the lookout for that.
Hell yeah. December 10th and 11th, I'll be at Laughs in Seattle. Those tickets are on sale now. You can go to MikeFeeneyComedy.com to get that. And follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/NYFreshMaker.
Hell yeah. I got nothing on the books, but follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/SAGS2, the number 2 riches. And just support.
Is it SAGS with a Z?
No.
Hold on, do the heartfelt thing you were just going to do.
Support us.
Just support us.
You know? We need your support. Feeney has quit the show.
I've never seen him want less to do with us.
He's like drug addicts.
Do you not like us?
No, I'm just not high.
I know, but are we being too much? You're freaking me out, dude. You could still have fun with your friends.
You know when two guys...
Yeah, we're not flat people on a couch.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well,
I feel like you have some funny observation about that you might want to share.
You have some half-assed observation about that. Oh, man.
Question. Look,
good times.
Yes. Brendan forgot he was doing,
we're doing
the show. I saw you itch your eye and were about to push the mic away as if everything was over.
Okay. If you can retract one lie that you have told in your life, which would it be? If you can retract one lie. I don't know. Every lie I've ever told has helped me.
Yeah, it's hard to take back what works.
Every single time I'm honest, it's 4 steps back.
4.
That's a lie I'll take back. My dick is actually 18 inches with a eyeball.
Oh
yeah,
that's gross.
Yeah,
a foxtail head.
Yeah,
I don't know. I can't think of specific. I know there are some from when I was young.
Yeah,
that like I don't even know what they were specifically, but they elicit that feeling, that like cold chill up your spine where you just feel like such a fucking ass.
Yeah,
but I don't know specifically. But I know for a fact that I have looked both of my parents in the eye as they were pleading with me to tell the truth and just being like, false.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Face. Every time my parents are like, come on, just tell us. I would lie.
And I'm like, nah, homie.
One time.
I'd eventually tell them the truth because of, you know, Irish Catholic guilt.
Yeah.
But I know for at least a moment I was really deceptive.
Every lie I've ever said will come with me to the grave, as far as my parents go. I did have a time, though.
I will never be honest with them.
She lost trust in me years ago, okay?
Oh, that was a...
That was a hard truth.
Just a sad extra.
No, we get along. There was a time when me and my buddy were smoking weed in my room, and my mom came in and she was like, are you fucking smoking in there? She was yelling at us, and I just like went, she like left, and I went up to her room and I was like, mom, I wasn't smoking, I swear. It like smells like weed. I'm like,
there's like visible smoke.
I'm like fucking high.
Your eyes are
like eating chips.
It was like weirdly intimate with my mom. I'm like, come on, mom, it's okay.
Oh, you got high and wanted to fuck her? That's cool. That's interesting.
Yeah. So there's something you should have lied about.
Yeah.
There's something you should have taken to your grave.
That's gross, dude.
We got a lot of clips this week. Anyway, what about you?
I can't. It's hard to think of a specific thing where you're like, I guess those unnecessary lies, you know, the ones that don't.
Yeah. Those are the most fun, though. When they don't, when they have no weight, and then you make it matter.
Yeah.
For no reason. You're like, oh, I don't know why I just made everybody really connected to this lie. It didn't need to be said.
Yeah. I used to just lie. I used to just lie for, like, one time in kindergarten. I'll remember this forever. My teacher was like, my teacher wanted us to write like one page about what our house looks like.
Yeah. Right?
And I just described the house from blank check. I said that there was like a water slide from my room
all the way into the pool.
Oh my God. You're a fucking idiot.
And I had the Casper chair, you know, that chair that goes like goes around his house.
Yeah.
I had that in my house and my teacher knew right away. She was like, so you have this chair that flies around. I'm like, yeah, it's so cool.
Yes. Dude, I used to come
no
up
reason.
With elaborate tales of why I didn't do the homework. like so specific that I must be a sociopath. You know what I mean? Like that level of layers where I'm like, you know, my aunt, she's dead.
Yeah.
And like all the ramifications that came from it, like just haven't been able, sorry, can't focus, like really playing with mental health and teachers just being like, okay.
All right. Yeah.
And it's funny though, because that actually prepared me for life more than the class.
Yeah. 100%.
Is being able to lie that
boldly,
detailed and boldly.
Yeah, yeah.
Is a bigger life skill than math.
Yeah, according to all my teachers, I've been an orphan for 25 years.
Yeah.
I have nobody in my
life. Yeah, yeah.
I've killed off every family member.
It's more or less true.
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
I like that you fully closed the book after asking you.
I like paying attention.
I like that you say that as if it's an admirable. That is good.
All right. If you were to die in a public place, exactly what spot would you choose? If you were to die in a public place, exactly what spot would you choose?
The ball pit in McDonald's.
You just float to the top. Of it.
I would love to
float.
Defecate and piss.
Float.
Be dead.
All the balls are moving.
Yeah. How would that work?
When my body releases itself, it pushes me up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because you shit yourself so much.
Yes.
That it's pushing your body
That's
up.
That's exactly what I just said.
Is it?
Yes. Are you kidding?
I would. Yeah, that's crazy.
Do you just watch Matt? So you don't pay attention.
I love paying attention.
You like the way lips move.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You're just looking at our lips dance and you're like, I don't hear a syllable, but that is fun lippery.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly
You're it. Like a reverb. It's just like a distant echo. You just repeat things.
Yeah. I say it lazilier.
You're a returd.
If I could die in one place, I think it would be... It would be great. It has to have some sort of spectacle to it, does it not?
Yeah.
In my opinion. So initially I was thinking like, you know, maybe on some sort of, like if I had run on the field at Yankee Stadium and then just like during a World Series game and then died in center field.
Cool.
Yeah.
Imagine getting trampled by Aaron Judge.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Cleats. It's just like a horse running over you. But
The last thing you hear is like cheers.
But that was cheers. And then the guy tackles me and I snap my neck.
Oh.
And then the team rallies behind my death to go back and win the World Series.
You know, I'm surprised that
honor.
Has never happened. Like by somebody just fucking terrible Terry Tate, the office linebackering a streaker, and their neck doesn't snap so hard to the side that it like destroys a vertebrae. That'd be cool if that happened.
Yeah, in all the years, no one has ever died
that we know.
That we know. I bet we.
It might be buried in the bowels under Philly's stadium.
Yeah, like what's his like what's his jail. Tits?
What?
Like what's his tits? The from the Irishman.
Al Pacino's Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa.
He was buried under Philly Stadium.
No.
Not at all.
Oh.
Not at all.
But they said he was buried under a stadium, but that's also a lie.
Okay.
I would want to die at a place where the, like, this is gonna, I don't know, like the Sahara at night.
That's not
just because I saw The Lion King yesterday, but like,
it is a public place. What are you talking
Who's
about?
Having a social gathering in the Sahara?
Tribes.
You and your tribe culture friends?
Yeah.
What tribes?
The Yakaduwas.
It's so funny, dude. Brendan tells me he went and saw Lion King last night, yeah, right? And he said one of the black performers was doing a thing where they were speaking like African, like doing that.
There was or whatever. A couple of times when I felt uncomfortable.
And Brendan felt uncomfortable as if it was racist. Him, a white person, watching a black person
Can't
do that.
I notice and when things are racist?
He does that and thinks nobody cares.
Jess had to tell me to shut up because I was going, a banana, strawberry banana. And she was like, that's a real language, man. Like, she was like, stop making fun of it.
That I disagree with.
I know. I was like, I'm having fun. Strawberry banana.
You ever see the Despacito performance when Justin Bieber didn't know the lyric?
Yeah.
And he goes, burrito, Dorito.
Oh, God. Just don't like, sing the song.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Yeah, but like being able to look up, I want to see space and I want to see like asteroids and stuff and like just have something like good weather.
So you
want
to freeze to death in the desert.
Yeah.
Why don't you die in space then?
Because I'll expand and explode. Like,
why can't
I
be in the space station? In a suit.
Not a bad idea.
Then you could see the galaxies and all that.
It would have to be a very specific.
But the public place we're talking about. Who? Three people up there with you?
Well,
public place.
I think public places Ball can pit. Be anywhere.
Yankee.
Public. The Sahara Desert. People go out there, man. It can be public.
On the day we arrived on this planet.
I'm just frozen to death. Meerkats are eating at my body. Okay. If you were...
Just open the book.
If you were elected to be leader of a foreign country tomorrow, what country would you want it to be? And what would your first official act be?
China. And I would nuke the United States of America.
Yo, what's taking you so long? This is how you do it.
Set up. Yeah. Did you see the thing that where they had like just... actual detailed makeups of our battleships in a desert in China that they were using for target practice?
What?
We are living in a nightmare.
what a weird thing. How did they? All right, good for them. I would say America, and my first act would be
a foreign country.
America is a foreign country to other countries.
I
missed that. I did miss that. Okay. Africa.
I can't expect him to read and retain at the same time.
I don't know. I guess whatever country Sweden is.
Sweden.
Whatever country Sweden is?
Yeah, Sweden.
He thought Sweden was
a city?
I was taking a bet that Sweden was like a city in another country.
In Switzerland?
In Switzerland or something, yeah.
Sweden's the capital of Switzerland, as you know.
Yeah.
Fucking moron.
You did Sweden. Say Africa first and then quickly, your way out of the continent.
Yeah. Sweden. Oh, that's hilarious.
That did not go unnoticed by anyone.
I would be the leader of Sweden.
I'm going to pick a country continent and go Australia because it really seems like they don't get a lot of shit. Nobody's like trying to invade them or they're
you know
at
what's
war
happening there right now.
The fires.
No, it's like a crazy police state right now.
Really?
Oh yeah. They like shut
COVID,
everything
like,
down.
Nobody's allowed to do nothing.
See, I would like, change yeah, that. Crazy. I'd be like, we're all going to surf and eat roux. Let's hang.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to fucking
eat
chop a roo's head off and eat it.
Yeah. I would love a kangaroo's. Like, if we can get this for the studio, just like a mounted kangaroo head and put it like behind one of
Fake
us.
Fake or real?
Real.
Dude, what animal? So this is my own question. What animal, if you had a like throw a feather, it falls and cuts in half katana. Mm-hmm. Like that's how sharp it is. What animal would you most like to lop the head off of?
Oh my God.
Because kangaroo like is up there.
Kangaroo, because they've got like kind of.
They're our height They have a fucking pronounced head.
I don't like
their
them.
Their neck is exposed. They're too jacked. Like, I don't really like them either.
Yeah.
Every other animal I might feel bad about, but also I think the obvious answer is a giraffe because you get the most bang for your buck. You just fucking...
Giraffe, I'd feel too bad.
Yeah, but that, I mean, as it's timbering, that's got to be the most satisfying fucking image of your life.
Just take out one fucking leg and it just...
just right in its knob knee. Just...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. You don't see like mounted kangaroo or giraffe heads. It's always like rhino or...
That's a rage room that needs to exist. Is
where you kill
katana
animals.
Katana room with animals. Like things that you could just cut.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be like an angry charging gorilla would feel good. Because then you're like, I don't feel bad killing it because I'm about to get ripped in half.
Yeah.
And the anger, like it's terrifying looking, the teeth, the fangs. Yeah. And you could just...
Do you think if you had a katana, you could beat up a charging gorilla?
No, not at all. It would just eat it and continue attacking me.
Yeah,
rip my face right off my body.
Exactly, but it would be very cool. Be a very cool fight. The last thing I would say is like, this is like Tekken.
It would rip my face off like the cheese off cold pizza.
Yeah. I think the most stunning thing would be its relentlessness. You know what I mean? Because we've never seen anything like that. We've been in fights, and every time somebody is like truly relentless in a fight, it always takes an adjustment where you're like, oh, okay, this isn't going to stop. Like, let's fucking, everything is right now. Let's go. Where a gorilla, it's just like, oh, no, like you're just instantly fucking pummeled.
Oh my
God. And it's just going to continue.
Oh my God. And it's like grabbing you and like throwing you to the ground.
And
it's like
jumping on you.
Oh,
it's like a small car jumping on your ribs.
It's like the Hulk with Loki. Just fucking smashing you by the ankles.
Jesus Christ.
That would be cool.
Then it drags you like 90% dead back to their like lair and then and eats you slowly.
It eats you?
Yeah.
Gorillas don't eat human.
What do
no,
you
but
they do
pull your dick off.
They do pull your
That's
dick
like
off.
That's like one of the first things they do.
Why?
Why the throw it? Because they demail you. They it's like an instant like I'm the alpha. I'm ripping your ability to reproduce
good
off
luck.
Your fucking body.
Good luck, gorilla.
All of this straight from Joe Rogan.
Hey, sometimes he hits, man.
Oh, man, he knows a lot about monkeys. That boy is well-read in monkeydom.
Oh, cool. Like, cutting off a monkey's head or something, like, right away. Or an animal we have not mentioned, human.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool,
but
too.
Also, but human, gorilla, that's all kind of the same. Giraffe is up, right? Like, that's, you know, human is face
shark,
whatever. Shark, whatever. But the other way is almost like an animal in a guillotine already, which is a cow. You know what I mean? So they're just standing there, and its head is almost in a stock.
Yeah.
But you could just fucking cut the shit off that head.
Yeah, but I mean, we're seeing dead cows all the time.
Yeah, but not like that.
Hippo?
Hippo. Hippo, honestly, was the first thing that came to my head. A hippo. That'd be cool.
That'd be hard.
That'd be so hard.
Because you have to generate the force to get through it.
Or you could cut off a rhino's head and sell it. You know, they're making a lot of money over there for their horns.
Is that right?
Aren't there like 1,000 rhinos left on the planet?
That's crazy.
I want to get into the money
as
they're making. What do you
poachers?
Do you know? Oh yeah,
poachers are cutting off Rhinehorn and Rhinehorn.
Rhinehorn, Finkel and Rhinehorn,
Finkel and Rhinehorn. Poachers are cutting off rhinos' horns.
Yes,
and they're selling them on markets because people use them
on markets. What market?
I don't know the specific name. Like you do,
and black market.
The black
you
market.
Idiot.
The black market. I'm sure they're also selling it in other places, you know? And it's like aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
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 You didn't think I knew that?
No, I didn't.
You think I just...
Everything that I know was telling me you didn't know anything.
And yet, here we are.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
You did it.
Great. All right, here's another question. Let's see. If you had one piece of music softly playing in your mind for the rest of your life, what would you want it to be?
Oh, that's
oh, I want Danda. Danda.
Danda. That's like schizophrenia.
Danda. Danda. Danda.
Ugh.
How about this?
You just hear his mom take her last breaths.
Just always hungry for that would drive you fucking crazy. That's a song I would want to hear. Yeah, that would be cool. I'd walk around to that shit.
For 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is nothing up tempo, dude. I would listen to the Eagles' Take It Easy.
Yeah. Oh, Steely Dan. That's an easy Do It low. Again. It's like always like you feel like you want to back jack do it again wheel turning round and round, you start doing the dance.
You know what I would fucking do?
Yeah, say it sounds good.
Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, that's like a try listening to that entire song. It feels like an 8 minute song.
I disagree. It feels shorter than that. Why do you got to do that if someone disagrees with you?
Why do you got to disagree?
It's just got to speak his truth.
There you go.
Adding to the conversation.
No butting?
I'm adding to it. I'm
adding to it. What the fuck was that?
I'm adding to it.
All right. It's fun to see when we're losing arguments, what we'll latch on to.
Yeah.
Because you won.
Yeah,
I did. That's a buzzer.
I did. Yeah, you just make fun of the person.
I just got to pull it out.
Okay.
Or just change it entirely. Be like, read the book and don't get scared. Hey!
Oops. Oh. Hit my cat. Oopsie daisy.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no?
Go ahead.
All right. A few more questions.
Yeah.
Many more.
No. If you had to have one family member besides your spouse witness your next sexual act, who would you pick? My son.
That's exactly right.
My son. Yeah,
like I was Ashley Schaefer BMW. You watch there and look. No, you watch.
Yeah.
You stand there. Watch me thrust upon your mother.
One family member.
I'd probably pick like a fifth cousin. Someone that cousin. I see at like every 11 years. They used to be like.
I'd want my mom. So I'd show her how I please women.
Yeah.
The boy that you brought up does a good job, mother.
I picture them being you, mama.
Yeah, this is your gash.
I'd probably have my youngest cousin.
Your youngest?
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to specify.
Yeah, fourth cousin makes sense. Youngest, however, nope.
It is the funniest thing to say, though, I would assume.
You would, but...
And yet... What about you?
You talk yourself into some fun corners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
never seen a room with 50 corners before.
I'm surrounded by corners.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me?
What about you?
I said fourth cousin before you said it.
What about your dog?
You've tried to tell me that a couple times, but
have I?
Yeah, you said dog. This is the third time you've tried to cue me up for the dog thing.
I thought that was a great answer.
But it's not a family member. He's a lover.
If you could see anyone alive fully naked, who would you select?
Fully naked, and we get to examine them?
I mean, you don't get to touch them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Forget it. Nobody.
Nobody? Who do I want to see fully naked?
I think it might be like Halle Berry.
I'm going to pick.
You could see that in a movie, though.
Fully, I don't see like close up of clam crease.
I'm gonna pick Paul Rudd and just be like, I'll find some imperfection.
Yeah,
I'll find something somewhere.
His body isn't that good.
Well, that's just what it is.
I bet he's got a bad ass.
Yeah, he's got a dumpy butt. I'm sure. He's got a pale penis.
Maybe some
his balls are probably
particularly
a little hairy.
Troubling moles or something.
Yeah, he's probably got skin cancer.
I want to see Billie Eilish's tits.
Damn,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you could see, nope. If you could be any sports figure now alive, who would you want to be? Perfect question.
That is a good. Who would you be? Question.
LeBron James.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's like the most loved.
Ooh, he's also one of the most hated as well.
That's cool.
Yeah? You can handle that?
I'm handling it every day. Every time someone shouts four at me.
Yeah, and you have to quiet, you agree,
and, I go,
and
yeah.
Then quietly unpack whether it's a compliment or an insult.
Yeah, exactly. I think I know how to handle some public humiliation.
Yeah, I mean, you are a savvy veteran at this point.
Yeah, dude.
You are full, you are full of, you've damn it, what's the word?
That sounded like it was going to be good.
Damn, yeah, it was. Dude. I lost it.
I would a living thing. I mean, I gotta go with Jeter, obviously, because
he's not active.
He's living.
You have a current athlete, I think, right?
It said current athlete. I thought it just
if
said
you could
living.
Be any sports figure now alive, who would you want to be?
Yeah. I'm going
you'd
with
be a
Jeter.
Yeah, but you wouldn't play. Like you wouldn't be a.
I already played. I already played. I have all the cachet. I got the rings. I have all the women. Now I own a team.
Yeah, but you didn't do any of that. Those are just your memories.
But I'm him. What do you mean? You know, he's not LeBron James today.
Yeah, he is.
No,
I'm changing my answer. There's this really cool skateboarder named Nijah. I would be him.
Okay.
He's like, he looks good. I bet he gets a lot of pussy and kind of stays under the radar a little bit.
He just spells it with an A, not an ER.
Pussy.
No.
Oh.
You are an astonishing young man. Not that young.
Hey.
Not that young, not yet a man.
Yeah. I might be, instead of LeBron James, I think, like, who is probably my favorite basketball player, I think I would be Steph Curry, because I think he might have the highest approval rating of, like, any...
Yeah.
Pro he of seems, any of any league, awesome. Like everybody just really likes him, and he has a total second career after hoops, which is he's gonna be on the PGA tour. Like he's a legit golfer, so he's gonna play in all these events, have an extended career, maybe play in the senior tour. Who the fuck knows? But he's like, I mean, that guy, handsome. He's got a wife, good looking.
How
funny kid?
Has he ever been in a movie or anything like that?
No.
Can I pick O.J. Simpson?
Yeah.
All right. I think we got time for one more.
Okay.
All right, here we go. If you were to give one person you know an award for something, who would it be and for what?
Brendan, for being gay.
That would piss off a lot of gays.
You get the Golden Dildo Award.
Brendan.
That would piss off a lot of people. That would be like Caitlyn Jenner getting Woman of the Year.
And she did.
Brendan's brain for just somehow working overtime to produce the least amount of intelligence in the galaxy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's like we see it working, but it's not working.
It's like on a hamster wheel, but the hamster wheel fell and is spinning with
wheel. The hamster's dead and he just keeps... Yours is better. Yours was better.
I was going to say yours, but longer and worse. There's that brain again.
I would give you two the awards for
best
worst
friends
in history and bad at high fives and gay.
That was a perfect high five.
That was a great high five. Almost, I would say, 98% coverage on the hand.
Yeah.
Cool. That was the show, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us and listening to another episode of Here's the Scenario. Remember, check out the Patreon and support us in every way possible. Tell your friends.
Patreon.com/scenariopod. And give it up for Brendan for almost a clean introduction.
Yay! Zow.
And we're out. Here's the Scenario is Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. For more information about the show, visit heresthescenario.com. The Scenario.